This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In a recent presidential debate, Senator Bernie Sanders defended his candidacy by proclaiming that he was trying to give a voice to people who, after 45 years of work, are not making a nickel more than they did 45 years ago. It was a powerful statement, but it deserves more scrutiny. Let's begin by acknowledging that the graphs of wage growth since 1975 are essentially flat when adjusted for inflation. There's more to the story, though, but let's concede the point for a moment. Before Donald Trump took office, we had three Democrat presidents and two Republican presidents. If they couldn't make wages grow, why should we think Bernie Sanders can accomplish what they could not? To borrow from a previous president, what magic wand do you have? Now, David Harsanyi reminds us in a recent column that politicians who talk about wage stagnation fail to take into account the health care benefits, pensions, vacations, family leave, and other perks now embedded in job packages. If you add those benefits, he says, wages have increased 45% since 1964. Consider two other issues being debated during the presidential campaign. Education and health care. When Bernie Sanders graduated from college, less than 6% of his fellow Americans were enrolled in higher education. 45 years ago, that percentage was only around 11%. Today, two-thirds of millennials have at least an associate degree. David Harsanyi also argues that the heart attack Bernie Sanders suffered last year would have killed a 78-year-old man back in 1975. If not, it would have required dangerous surgery. America's healthcare system has improved dramatically over the last 45 years, which explains why it is more expensive. It costs more to save more lives. During this campaign season, we'll be hearing lots of campaign slogans and one-liners. It's worth checking them out. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From CBN Films, I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. I Am Patrick, in select theaters 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. IamPatrick.com.